Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Jim Jefferies Show podcast. I'm Jim Jefferies. It's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast coming to you in your radio, in your car. It's a podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Forrest Shaw. How are you, Forrest?
I'm awesome.
What have you been up to? I know. We've been traveling together.
Yeah, we did shows together.
The problem with me and you is we spend too much time together. Like we definitely have love for each other, but I think there's more animosity now.
Well, I
from
did.
Which one of you?
Which brings us to our guest today. This is very exciting for me because I'm a fan of yours. You have always been very nice to me. Even at the early stages of my career, you let me come on your very popular radio show, Kevin from Kevin and Bean.
Thank you.
Yes.
We were happy to have you, but we were always scared every time you came in.
Your radio royalty.
I mean, take it easy.
Radio royalty.
I don't know that that's true.
You're like one of the last things, right? Because radio's dying, but you're still barely alive and you're here.
I'm sort of hanging on, though. I mean, yeah. I'm like, I passed my time to go.
I still listen to you in the morning.
You don't.
I do.
You're such a liar.
Hey, okay. I have been on your show.
Yes.
And then I have been driving home.
Right.
And you have had a debate about hamburgers.
Correct.
Who rang into the show after I was on the show to argue that In-N-Out is the greatest hamburger?
You did, but I would argue that you just turned it on because you were just there to see, because you're an egomaniac, to see if we were talking about you.
That's what that's what I did.
Okay.
But I listen every day just in the off chance.
talking about you?
Just in the off chance. You go. Oh, that's like the time, like whether you're talking about something horrific, like there was a rape or Jim's been accused of that. Something like that. I haven't been.
Keep that's that not in, the kind
keep that
of
in,
joke.
But bleep something.
How dare you call somebody an egomaniac that's wearing a Freddie Mercury outfit right now? Like.
Okay, people who are watching this.
No, listening.
First of all, now you can watch this. There's photos and whatnot. Is this video of this? Can you watch this being
streamed? Like a minute. Yeah, they'll see it.
Okay, so I'm dressed like Freddie Mercury because I wanted to be dressed like Freddie Mercury. We wrote it in the script because I was passionate about being dressed like Freddie Mercury. The movie's coming out. I'm very excited. I hear it's horrible.
You hear the movie's horrible?
I hear they just miss out the whole him fucking seven guys. That's the film I wanted to see. I wanted to see AIDS, how is it made, right? But they didn't put that on the screen. All they did was, oh, how hard was it to write Bohemian Rhapsody?
I mean, that's another question. It's not as interesting as yours, but it's another question.
They act like he was married for a little bit, right? There's a lot of guys. Elton John got married.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
To a woman.
I mean, but why do you want that part of the story? Who cares?
I want the grubby stuff. I want the biopic. I want the Brian May going, oh God, how are we going to find another singer? I'll tell you a story, right? So I was performing in Sydney, and when I was performing in Sydney, Tim Farris from INXS came backstage, and I was so excited because the INXS, people don't know, it was three brothers, and then Kurt Pengelly was just a random guy, and then Michael Hutchins. Now, Michael Hutchins was INXS, but he didn't write all the songs. The Farris brothers wrote half the songs, and they were sort of the driving force of the band. Now, Tim Farris, the guitarist from INXS, came backstage at my concert in Sydney, and I was so excited to meet him, and he had a brace on his hand because one of his fingers, he was on his yacht, and the rope wrapped around his finger and ripped his finger off. Then they stitched the finger back, right? They stitched the finger back, and he goes, that's the end of INXS. This is my chord hand. I can no longer play guitar, therefore there is no INXS. And I was like, your finger is more important than Michael Hutchins. they went through two more fucking singers.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Michael Hutchins had a great ending, though, didn't he?
He did. I'm not officially allowed to say this, but I think my brother was one of the cops that was one of the first on the scene at the Ritz-Carlton. And you didn't
hear it. Your brother's a cop?
My brother's a cop. But you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me. But there was still...
You know this is on a...
We're literally hearing it from you right now.
Just don't do details because I will have to cut this out.
But you didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, because you've already had to do this.
We've already had to edit this out.
Stop hearing. But there was cocaine on the table. Now, that's not a suicide. You finish the cocaine. No one goes, oh, there's a pile of cocaine. I'll kill myself now. You go, I'll get through this. and then I'll think about killing myself again. He was just having a wank on a doorknob.
I mean, I assume that was true too. Did you think he committed suicide? Is that how they reported it?
That's the official cause of death was suicide. Now, Paul Yates said he didn't commit suicide, but I believe that it was just autoerotic fixation or whatever they fucking call it. I don't know. Yeah. Now, I have to read
and
some
we're back.
Out.
Let me just do that for the edit cut. Since we've already known we've had to cut that before. So.
No, there was worse information the last time.
Oh,
so,
was there?
Yeah, so I think we might be okay.
Oh, I've tried to tell that before. Okay. I'm Jim Jefferies. My tour dates... Come on, watch This Is Me now, or don't watch it. It's already done. November 4th at the Big
Adventure. You're supposed to say watch it.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
At the Big Adventure, November 4th, the Big Adventure Fest at the OC Fair at Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
November 9th in Oxon Hill, Maryland at the MGM Grand National Harbor. And please buy tickets for this. I'll be honest with you. There's 800 left. Out of 6,000.
Okay, that's not bad.
Out of 6,000. November 10th, New York City, Madison Square Garden, the small room. Also, come and see me on tour in Australia and Asia. Actually, the Australian tour is pretty much sold out. The Asian tour, I don't know how that's doing. We're really just going to get our hair braided and do fill pieces.
I think it's doing good. Didn't you just add an extra show to Singapore?
We added an extra show in Singapore where you can't chew gum, which is good because I never chew gum, but I mean... Still nice that the Singaporeans.
Have you ever toured Asia before?
Not. Because
I feel like you could get in big trouble.
Not with my name on the poster.
Okay.
I've done it. There used to be a guy that used to book all the gigs throughout Asia. I remember one time I was in Thailand doing gigs. And what happened was, everywhere we went, the guy who was running, there's always these white guys from Australia who are fucking dodgy as fuck, who fucking open up a bar, they want you to come, they're just seedy fucking cunts, right? And so every bar this guy took us to was prostitutes, strippers, fucking girls shooting ping pong balls. And I was like, enough, I can't do this anymore. Can you just take me to a regular bar? It was day three, and I was like, I can't look at this anymore. Just take me to a regular bar. I went to this bar, it just seemed like an Irish bar, and I was like, thank you, I appreciate this. And then he starts giggling. I'm like, what are you giggling? He goes, look up. And looking up, it was a glass ceiling, and these naked girls were sitting there with numbers on their ass so you could pick them out like a lobster from a tank. Thailand.
Why were you saying be careful you can get in trouble there? What do you mean?
Well, I mean he referenced chewing gum in Indonesia. I mean it seems like Jim doesn't really care much about rules.
We had gigs booked.
I thought you had some inside information.
No.
I'm going with him. I just wanted to make sure.
We had two shows booked in China.
Yeah.
Those gigs have been cancelled because the Chinese government asked for a transcript of my routine. I don't really know what I'm going to say at any given stage. And they wanted to see if I was going to say anything nasty about politics or make any drug references or something like that. And I just decided that China was too risky, so we fucked China off.
Yeah, they said you could be detained if they didn't. Like
no
what
kidding.
You said. Yeah.
I could be, because remember, like, I think was it China, like, when Wings, the band that wanted to be the Beatles, right? When Wings went there, Paul McCartney got in trouble because for a bit of weed.
Yes.
Was it China? See, now we're being super racist.
China.
It could have been Japan. Anyway, Paul McCartney was locked up because he wasn't allowed to have a bit of weed. And you think, like, Paul McCartney, let him smoke a little bit of weed.
No matter what your laws are.
Yeah,
of course.
What your laws are.
He's Paul McCartney.
He's Paul McCartney. He's whacked out of his head.
He spent 9 days in jail in Japan.
In Japan. Fuck, we're going to Japan.
You're racist.
He went to jail? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to jail for having weed.
Nine days in Japan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's where he wrote Band on the Run. I don't know. Sounds like a song you'd write. Now, ordinarily, we have a whole group of people who sit in on the podcast. We don't have any. We have one. Tommy's brought another Jersey person in. Would you like to come up and say hello? Come and say hello. Come on.
God. She does not want to.
God. Tommy's bringing in shy people. Hello. Tell us your name. What do you do?
My name's Brie Hunter. I am an executive assistant by day and a comic by night.
Oh, and what about at twilight, in between the day and the night? What do you do there? We're before first dinner.
I'm a stripper.
All right.
Supplement my income.
Brie Hunter. Brie Hunter is a very porny name. I don't mean to be.
It's true.
It is true. But you're from Jersey?
Yeah.
And how are you liking the sun and people walking on two legs? You enjoying that?
Very much so.
It's fun out here, isn't it?
Yeah.
We just performed in Jersey. Me and Forrest were just out there. Horrible place. Horrible place.
Where were you in Jersey?
You're so Jersey, I can hear you.
I know, you're just defensive already. Like, you can okay, hear it. Where? Like,
what happened was Amos put up on we were going through Germany. He put up a picture of all the fucking the factories and the mills and that type of stuff. And Tommy was on it like, "Hey, there's nicer bits of Jersey. Oh, you don't know, it's the richest place. Oh, it's got more millionaires than anywhere else in Jersey. You don't understand Jersey."
That's how you said it was a terrible accent.
You said it was the richest state.
It's one of the richest.
What do you mean? It's one of richest state. What rich
what
in what?
There's more oil in our hair. We can run the whole country.
No, he takes a picture of the one area when you're going through New York City, when you're leaving New York City, mm-hmm. as you know, and you go through Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. you know, and there's Port Elizabeth, which is the largest port in America. That's how we get everything here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the industrial stuff, like the most industrialized port part of this country that keeps it running. And he's like, "This place is a shithole." And everyone says that. They all just assume that Jersey is that one area.
Yes.
But it's actually a beautiful state to live in.
Sure, sure.
Where?
Beautiful state of the Nile.
Along
Cape
the
May. Cape May is pretty, and that's it.
Yeah, Cape May is pretty, but that's like South Jersey.
Yeah, but the problem is it's filled with people from Jersey.
That is the problem.
The Garden State's got, I think it's the eggplant capital of the world, Christmas
tree. The eggplant capital of the world.
Wait. Don't just brush over the eggplant capital of the world.
And he led with that. That was his first example.
To you young people, it looks like a field of dicks.
Eggplants, tomatoes.
Quit saying eggplants.
Eggplants are very popular there.
Hey, about the countries call them aubergines. It's the aubergine capital of the world.
Hold on a second. If we didn't have eggplants anywhere in this country, we'd be fine.
We'd be all right, right?
It doesn't affect my life.
You don't have passion fruit, you all seem to be rocking it out.
If we lost eggplants, then we'd lose some other species.
Yeah, that's
that
where it
eggplants.
Starts. It starts with eggplants.
Wait, what species?
Wait,
needs
in South
eggplants?
Jersey, it's blueberries. It's got the largest blueberry manufacturers in the country.
Everyone knows a blueberry field is the most beautiful thing that I can see.
It's loaded with antioxidants.
Honey, it's our anniversary. Let me take you to a blueberry field.
Oh boy, I think it'd be interesting to talk to someone who's stripping more, wouldn't it be? But now that you know.
No, I lie.
Stripping?
No,
Twilight? No.
No, what happened was young Tommy here, we were very mean to him last episode.
Oh, no.
Tommy said that he was an 8, and nobody on the internet or in the room agreed. Said he was a 7. I heard that episode,
and he did say 7. You said you were a 5?
He's a 5. I'm a 5.
You're a 5.
I'm better looking than Tommy.
What about with the mustache?
Oh, I'm
Does
a
that
7.
Go it's up or down? Up? Okay.
Yeah, my bank balance means I'm a 7.
He's got a lot more money than me. That's why you're... it was a rough one. It was a rough week. I got a lot of...
But you turned it all around. For Halloween, you went to a Halloween party with your beautiful girlfriend, Jacqueline, and you were dressed as...
I was dressed as Jackson Maine from A Star Is Born.
You decided you were so good looking, I'll give Bradley Cooper a go. You thought this isn't a leap. Now, at the moment, I call myself Fat Freddie Mercury because I look like Freddie Mercury if he wore a condom. Right? How Freddie Mercury should look right now is how I'm dressed.
Honestly, I thought you were Michael Jackson.
Did you?
When you came out, I did, yeah.
Oh,
when
no.
you came out, I thought Michael Jackson.
You were dancing to Thriller just before that.
Well, that may be why.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry that I got that wrong. But.
Okay. Well, it's two different white guys. Fine.
Pick your white guy.
But anyway, you did look good. You look good as Bradley Cooper. You're only a wig and blue contacts away from being a stunner. You can do this. You can do this.
Pointing at me?
Because you're the one who was so adamant that I was not even close to a 7.
Me?
Nah, yeah. Forrest,
the whole room was.
Forrest says, no.
Now he jumped all over that right away. Yeah, he was like disgusted with me. I thought Jim was joking, but Forrest was generally,
Forrest
he's like, he's not even joking.
Things.
He's not even joking.
Forrest, you probably should apologize.
No, it's okay. It was actually, I was very happy to be part of that conversation, and I think it helped the show.
Part of the conversation. like there's a social issue.
Now the poor Ranger hung himself.
Like,
but
this is your Me Too movement.
I like how you're like turning to Donald Trump now, by the way. You're like, I think it helped the show. It's like, now you're taking credit for the show being good because
it helped the show.
Yeah.
And the other guy that I took here that you made fun of for an hour, I think that helped the show, too.
Oh, that guy definitely helped the show,
He actually is delivering me white sauce.
Is he? Is he? I wouldn't try it.
Just in a baggie.
It's like, just think of it this way. It's taken him a week to get enough quantity to bring to you. Like, he could have done, if he did it the next day, I assume it's not a bag of cum. Yeah. But a week, I'm like, is there little red splotches in it? Oh, everyone's cum's different, I assume.
Yeah. What are red splotches? Why does that happen to you?
I had inflamed testicles once.
I'm sorry, I asked already.
It turned out that I was doing the elliptical too much or a bike or something.
I was working out too hard.
I had ruptured something or someone sucked on my testicles too hard or whatever. I don't know what week it was because I wasn't with Forrest. Anyway, so I just shot out fucking some blood out of my dick and then my testicles swelled up and then I couldn't go on Conan that day, and then Conan was okay.
You canceled because of testicle size?
I couldn't walk.
I mean,
everyone here on the show remembers I had a big grapefruit testicle.
We didn't see it. We took your word for
it. Wait,
it was one of those things that we were like, why do we know that Jim's coming blood? But everybody knew.
Yeah. And it was because, I tell you why.
That's because Jim shouts it from the mountaintop. Yeah.
Conan was upset with you, too. He was like saying on the show, he's like, this is the first time we've ever had a guest cancel in 20 years.
But I did come back on his show and I explained it. Now, to Conan, me and Tommy and Forrest. Oh, Forrest didn't go. But me and Tommy went to the World Series. Forrest isn't on a plane. But we went to the World Series.
Right.
We're sitting in my regular seats. Row S. Behind home plate. Row S. You know why I picked Row S? I could have bought closer. But they're the first seats that are always in the shade. I hate the sun.
No, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a strong move.
We're just on the balcony. It crosses the row in front.
Yeah.
The row in front are burning themselves. But I didn't go to a day game all year, so I don't know why I'm so bothered by this. Anyway, so Jimmy Kimmel sitting in the very front row with Matt Damon.
Right.
I'm back in row
S. With his little I'm a stupid shirt?
Yeah, I'm in row S.
Was that him?
Yeah.
It was him and Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, because Matt Damon's Red Sox.
Guess who's in row W? Conan! He's five rows behind us! I'm moving up in the world!
Yeah, but that's because he has to be in the sun even less than you. He's much paler.
I mean, if I can say this, though, when they did the roundup of celebrities, you weren't in it.
No, I've never been in it.
I've never been in it.
Mm. That's why I have the moustache, so people don't recognize me. Anyway, so what happened was, Conan did the classic move of when people started leaving, him and his son moved up about 15 rows. When he saw people leaving, like, oh, these are our tickets. Other people were being kicked out, like, these aren't your fucking tickets. And people looked at him like, oh, all right, Conan.
He's Conan, for God's sakes. Of course he can move up.
How often do you speak to Jimmy?
Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel used to be explain it the best.
Like, he was our sports guy. He was sort of a writer type. And then it worked into a sports guy and wrote bits and did funny things.
And then he brought on Adam Carolla because Adam Carolla was his carpenter. Is that the myth?
No, here's the thing. Jimmy was going to fight Michael the Maintenance Man, who's another guy that we had on the show. Michael tried to choke him. They decided to have a fight.
It was
a comedy fight.
Sure.
So Adam was a boxing trainer, and he called in, and he said, I'll train somebody. And Jimmy said, all right, you can be my trainer. And then he brought Adam to us, and he's like, this guy's really funny. You should put him on. So he did. But he was a boxing trainer for Jimmy. And then Jimmy got in the ring and fought Michael the Maintenance Man, and Michael thought that it was real and was really, like, going for the kill. And Jimmy was talking to him under his breath like, dude, this is supposed to be a bit. What are you doing? And Michael was just swinging for the fences.
We had a game of horse, which sounds very similar to what you're going through. Forrest is very proud of his sport.
What's his sport?
He's just
athletic.
He's just caught. Very good, sorry. Kevin. Very good. He's coordinated. You're coordinated, aren't you, Forrest?
Yeah, I'm coordinated. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But not enough to beat me at a game of horse. And right now he's huffing and puffing, but that's his normal breathing.
What's your go-to move on horse? Like, what's the one where you really want
to... No. He has the go-to move.
He does.
He goes underhand.
Underarm.
Underarm, he calls it.
I do it like that. I can get any shot underarm.
He calls it underarm.
I get any shot underarm.
I can't shoot a basketball that way because I've never shot that.
It's because my cock's so thick. I'm used to this motion. So I do this underarm thing where I throw it and it gets in the circle.
It's a rim.
The circle with the board.
What's wrong with the board. Yeah, it's a rim.
I get it in. Mm-hmm. And then Forrest tries to do his trick shots from a distance over his head. And then he misses them. And And then he's bitter, bitter angry man.
Was I better?
Bitter or better?
I don't know. You don't seem to be laughing right now.
I was angry this weekend. Remember, really? I had a moment.
Oh, yeah. No, me and Fro spent... No, you know how it is. Bean had to move to New Orleans to get away from you.
I mean, yes. Seattle first and then New Orleans, yes. Yeah. But he hasn't been in the studio for maybe 18
years.
But
I've seen you two together because you do your April Foolishness gig.
Yeah, he comes down.
And I've come down. I've seen the two of you together. You seem to get along all right.
We do. We're fine.
He's a big man, isn't he?
He's very tall, yeah. Very tall.
But I would say once, very rarely, probably once a year, we're on the road. There'll be a moment between me and you. Other than that, we never fucked. We never fight.
What could we compete against?
Never fight.
But it was like we had driven a lot that week, and we just traveled a lot, and I was really tired, and we were gonna go meet in the steakhouse, and it was me, Jim, Amos, the other comic, and Tazy, and I was just in a fucking foul mood, and I was running late, and Jim's like, "Where are you? We gotta eat." Blah, blah, blah. And by the time I got to the restaurant, I was just pissed.
In my defense, the meal was time sensitive because we had a show to do.
You're totally on the right, but I just came in there. Everyone's like, "Yeah, I'm fucking coming. I'm fucking." I just snapped. I'm tired.
I went like this. Where have you been? I fucking fell asleep. I fell fucking asleep. All right.
Yeah.
We're in the Bobby Flay Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
So then we sat down, and then the waiter, for whatever reason, filled everyone's glass of water except mine and took mine. And then I was like, why did he fucking take my glass? No. I go, why did he take my fucking glass of water? I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was angry. And then I realized I was about to yell at a waiter. So I just stood up and I go, you know what, guys? I can't be here right now.
I'm taking myself out.
I'm really angry. I left the table. I went outside. I called a couple people that I knew would just like chill me out. I talked to them for a while. I was like, all right, I got to go back in the restaurant now and apologize. So I sat down. I said, hey, guys, I was in a bad mood. I'm better now. I'm very sorry. I ordered some food. I was like, let's eat. And there was a thing of oysters there, and I just reached to get the oysters, and I knocked the glass of water and shattered glass.
And the glass
into all the oysters.
The glass just smashed into our fucking oysters.
And I spilled water over the whole table, and I was just sitting there like,
I wish he stayed angry and didn't ruin my oysters.
I'd kick his ass out. Oh, that's crazy, man.
But it was funny. Who did you call
that can talk you out of being in a bad mood in 30 seconds?
Nah, it was about 5 minutes, you know.
If I get that worked up, it takes me half an hour.
It couldn't have been your dad. He doesn't talk to you.
No, but I'm a pretty level person for the most part. Right. I don't usually get like really fucking upper. So it doesn't take much. I just needed to separate myself. But it was a good. I forget who said it, but it was like as a pun dude. But it was a good icebreaker because it was still kind of like, oh, this is awkward. And then I just shattered glass in all the wishes, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna leave again.
Yeah,
and
there's times when you just need to put yourself to bed.
Yeah. But it all worked out.
You guys don't argue other than that.
For the most part, we spend a good 40 hours a week together. So, yeah.
But like once a year, maybe. And that's it. That's the whole thing.
Once a year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not even that bad. It's usually just like, and then you're like, all right,
There was this time in Sydney, and he slept with my mum, and I wasn't upset by that. Yeah. I was upset, but he just didn't call her. Why make false promises? Why make false promises? I keep fingering my mum first.
Oh. I FaceTimed her. She listens to the podcast now, Jim, so that'll be...
Yeah, my mother figured out how to fucking do a podcast.
Oh, no.
How's your relationship with Dee Dee, mum? Fuck you, Dee Dee. You gotta listen to the podcast. There's this woman called Dee Dee who's a friend of my mother's who rings up my mum every day and goes, oh, I was listening to your son's podcast.
Oh, no.
He's very funny, but I wouldn't listen if I was you. He says very mean things about you.
Yeah,
And then my mum gets fucking cranky and fucking rings me up saying, Dee Dee said some things. What are you doing, Tommy? Tommy's getting a napkin to write something on.
Tommy
every now and again writes an inspirational quote, like, you are good looking.
You have a microphone right in front of you.
You do belong. What are you writing down, Thomas?
You're writing something to yourself?
I mean, what's happening?
I was just a note I was going to pass along, because you guys were talking about your relationship on the road. I thought you wanted to ask Kevin about his relationship with his co-host.
It started that way.
No. They separated. Yeah. Two of them separated.
Yeah, we talked about it. Well, I don't know if we talked about it.
Obviously, I've spent in Kevin's company, this is probably an hour four, right? Sure. Over the course of 10 years, probably 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he's an unlikable guy. I understand that eventually Bean, if that is his name.
His name is Gene.
Aren't they calling him Bean?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Gene Bean Baxter.
Yeah, but you were saying that you guys are friends outside of work and you talk to each other. You're at each other's homes. You're on the road.
Yeah, and the question was, they did 20 years. We're on year 10.
You don't even talk to each other at all when the mic's not on.
We don't. We email, but we don't talk. And it made me angry the first 4 or 5 years. I thought we're going to be best friends. He's not really the best friend type of guy.
I know he is to people in New Orleans.
Sure.
He hangs out with those folks.
Just not with me, but I was angry.
He just doesn't like L.A. Kevin. heaven.
I was angry for like 4 or 5 years, and I realized, wow, I'm being a dick. He's just not that guy. Then it was fine.
You've still got Mike Catherwood on the show? Does he still do
No, it? He's been fired.
Mike's been fired?
Yeah.
What happened to Mike?
Jim, you listen to the show every day. I think you would know that.
Can't, right?
Yeah.
Can't really he's talk
just,
about
he's
that.
He's just the best looking guy in the world.
Oh, by far.
Did he Me Too some people?
You know, he is the most beautiful person in the world,
and
right?
And you didn't deny what I just said?
The Me Too thing?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to tell you because I can't. Because I would get in trouble.
Yeah, but you could easily say no.
Okay, yes. I mean, no, I can't say. But he doesn't work with us anymore, and that's sort of a sore spot.
Oh, I like
because we love him.
I like Mike.
Yeah, he's the best.
Good-looking guy, man. Yeah.
But you know what? He's got an issue with his head that he never takes off his shirt, ever. Like,
really?
If he gets in the shower, he'll take off his shirt in one move and get into the shower and then put something back on. And if I looked like him, I would walk around without a shirt full time.
I have an issue in my head where I want to take his shirt off constantly. Do we have any reads? Am I meant to read anything?
I just gave this to you.
Oh, you just gave it to me. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kim. I'm going to teach you a little bit about radio.
Okay, please do. I can always learn.
Sit back and fucking learn, my friend.
All right, I'll watch.
Hey, do you have money, power, a great pair of boots? You can have it all. How? ? Stop what you're doing. Go to the nearest computer, comma. Open your internet browsers and type in the following Thursdayboots.com. If I don't have to do it, why do I have to say the dot before com?
That's important.
Why would that one?
But you don't have to say question mark and you don't have to say comma.
I have to start again now.
Okay, sorry.
Money! Great pair of boots, go to Thursdayboots.com. That's Thursdayboots.com. Pick out your favorite pair of beautifully handcrafted boots. Forrest, you're wearing some right now.
I am. And I'm wearing the El Capitans.
Forrest put them on and he was like, these are the most comfortable thing in the world. Yeah. First time.
Look at that. People that can't see anything on the podcast.
He is wearing them. Look at those. Tommy's touching them. Look at those. Tommy's touching them. Tommy's going, that might add a point to my looks.
I will say this, honestly.
One inch is a half a point.
This is the first time I've worn them. And sometimes when you put on shoes initially, you know, they're a little tight. They fit perfectly. They're very comfortable. It's great.
They're very good. Very good. Pick out your favorite pair of beautifully handcrafted boots. Add them to your cart. Click checkout. Fill out your personal information and click purchase like every other internet purchase you've ever done.
Why so much detail on that?
This is what I said.
That's insane. Yeah.
You know when you
put it in your cart.
You know when you buy soup online, it's the same.
Who buys soup online?
I get Instacart groceries and whatnot.
You buy soup online? Soup? I've never seen you eat soup in your life.
Hasn't been delivered yet. It's that easy. Money, power, and a great pair of boots will be yours. Why results may vary, particularly regarding the money and the power, you will definitely have a great pair of boots. This year, get a pair of boots that will last a season after season after, what do you think I'm going to say next?
I'm going to guess season.
After month. Get a pair of boots handcrafted
that was a weird ending,
with the highest quality materials and solid, honest prices. Get a pair of Thursday boots. Head over to Thursdayboots.com. Money, power, and a great pair of boots are only a click away.
What if I don't know how to order things online? What do I do then?
Okay.
Why would they include all those details?
You ruin it. That company pays us tens of dollars.
Okay, so be quiet.
All right, so
I've never seen any of it. Forrest got a fucking pair of boots.
I just gave you your boots this morning.
I get given so many clothes. This Freddie Mercury outfit isn't even a rental. I have to own this forever. I'm going to do it at the Def Jam Comedy Jam with Josh Adam Myers. I'm going to sing a Freddie Mercury song just so I can get some more use out of this outfit. And then next year, I'm going to shred this up, covered in blood, have myself a fingered like knife glove, and I'm going to go as Freddie Mercury Krueger. Boom. Back of the net. Next year, sorted.
Underarm, back in the net. All right. So do you want to talk about the show at all today?
Do we do it?
We did.
Okay, well, there was a show today.
Well, now, I mean, if there's anything specific that you want to talk about.
I have to give it to Kevin because so many people come on the podcast and they haven't seen the show and they're not along with you.
I came and watched the show.
You came and sat with the Comedy Central folks.
Sure.
Were they laughing, the executives?
Not much.
They're not a nice bunch. Comedy's not their thing.
Right. Which is odd, but yeah.
Yeah. They listen to this podcast, but mostly because they have nothing to do during the day. No, I'm joking. I'm renegotiating a deal right now. So sorry, you're a good bunch. Anyway, so...
You were talking about spanking kids.
I was talking about whacking kids. Mm-hmm. We talked about, I don't want to talk about this on the podcast, but we talked about the guy who went in and shot up the synagogue and killed all these people, and the person who's been sending all the bombs.
Right.
And all that type of stuff. The person who's sending all the bombs, what I don't get is, it's an obvious bit of mail.
Right.
A pipe bomb in a thing. It's not like you go, oh, I wonder what this is, and you shake it next to your head. You go, I didn't order a pipe. It's like amazing that every single one of them got caught. Like, of course, every one of them is going to get caught.
You know what? When I first saw that you were going to talk about that, and this is what happens with me every time with you, is I go, oh, no, Jim, don't talk about that. Don't talk about the shootings.
What?
You thought
I was going to be mean-spirited.
No, I feel like it's a scary moment when you jump over that line with both feet.
Oh, no. Well, you know what the funny thing is? You don't know what side I'm going to take.
Right.
Right? Now,
that's why I'm scared.
Now, in the end, I condemn the shooter, but it could have gone either way.
Yes, correct, yeah. That's why I was scared.
Yes. I don't condone shootings of any kind. I'm very popular for a gun control routine. Anyway. So when you
did April Foolishness, you did a joke that somebody got angry at. He said, I'm AIDS away from looking good. Or something like that.
This outfit. AIDS away from looking good.
Right.
And who got upset by that?
And a woman that I was sitting next to got up and said, don't laugh. And she stormed out. And I thought it was hilarious.
Old AIDS-y Janice.
That's a bad nickname.
that's why Mike Catherwood's not on the radio anymore.
I didn't say that.
He can't take his shirt off for all the lesions. Love you, Mike. Anyway, so edit that out. Leave it in. Fuck it. Leave it in. Catherwood, you know where to find me. One time Mike went to me like this. Mike goes, I saw you at the baseball the other day. I didn't say hello. And he goes, I go, why not? He goes, I didn't want to bother you. And I go, we've been friends for 10 years. You didn't, anyway.
Have you ever given him your cell phone number?
We have got each other's
cell
phone.
And has he texted you
but
pictures?
But I've lost my phone. Yeah, I know the pictures. That might be a reason he's fine.
You know, it's interesting because I'm just looking him up. So then he was on Dr. Drew's Midday Live show, but he left in January this year. Dr. Drew's on our show next week.
Is he?
You can bring it up again.
We're going to Catherwood it up.
By the way, we took him away from KBC before we fired him. So that's good, right? That's what you want.
Wait, talk about the pictures that Mike sent.
Mike sent some heavily pornographic pictures to you as a bit of fun.
I don't know why he does that, but I gave him my phone number one morning. I said, listen, I'm giving you my phone number. I don't want any pictures. If you send pictures like that, I'm going to block you. Half hour later, there was a picture and I blocked him.
Yeah, did you block him with cum over your phone?
I did not.
Which is a tricky way to block, but it is effective.
You've tried that?
I've ruined a phone. I've gotten the phone water damaged.
With red spots?
It fell in my toilet that I came in. With red spots. Kevin.
I'm just saying, I've never heard anyone say that before. I've never heard anyone describe
that. Because we just had Breast Cancer Week, and I always get very offended by Breast Cancer Week because...
The whole month of it,
and it's like... They get so much more charitable donations than every other cancer. And
Because
breasts are great. But more people will get killed by colon cancer, but no one wants to buy a brown ribbon with red spots on it.
Right, agreed.
Right?
Right.
It's so easy to sell tits, man.
Of course it is, because they're beautiful. Nobody wants to see your junk.
Not all of them. I've seen some tits in my day where my dick's more impressive. I'd rather see two of my dicks hanging off some women's chests. Edit that in.
Edit that out, please.
All right, then we talked about that, so we don't want to.
The spanking piece.
I love the spanking piece. You want to know what I love about the spanking piece? At the end of watching the spanking piece, you've learned nothing.
I mean, isn't that true of all of your shows?
No, some of them we give information. I think you're actually dumber for watching it. Like, we start off going, this guy likes spanking, this woman doesn't, we end with, what's all that about?
And that's it.
It was funny.
No answer.
It was funny,
yes.
So the pro spanker, or the pro ass whooping, as his name is Dwayne Stamper. And the certified parent educator was Deborah Godry.
She was annoying.
Dwayne Stamper was very funny because he had a thing that we kept recurring where at the beginning, he came up with some statistic.
Stamper stats.
Yeah, where'd you get that? He goes, that's a stamper stat.
He said that? He came up with that himself?
Yeah, that was he came up. He was the first one to say it, and then we just kept recurring it over. But it was like, that was really funny.
So that'll be part of our live tweets tonight. We're going to do hashtag stamper stats. So if people want to join in with us, come up with your own stats.
What I also like is like, and I know like he flew from Indiana, I think, right, to be on the show.
I look,
and,
look,
and, he, and that, the shirt he's wearing, you know, he went through his closet and was like, I'm gonna be on TV.
Yeah, and I want to wear this shirt. Off my finally. Chest tattoo a little bit.
He hasn't worn it in like a year because it hasn't been special.
It was super crisp.
This is what I've learned from doing this show.
Yeah,
that I didn't know about myself before, because I used to think that I hated everybody, and it turns.
I used to think that you hated everybody.
It turns out if I talk to people, I don't hate anybody.
Well, you talk at people more than you talk to people.
Shut up, Kevin. Anyway, so I found out that when I interview people, I like all of them a little bit. Even like Pauline Hanson is one of the most horrendous people in the world. This politician from Australia that just did the whole it's okay to be white thing, and she's an anti-Muslim fucking banning, fucking angry, blah, blah. And
what about this woman, Deborah Godridge? You like her?
I didn't mind her either.
Okay. She was super annoying in the interview.
She was super annoying. I don't like people. She said my most hated group in the world.
Okay.
Apart from no, kind of
edit it in.
My most hated group in the world is people who say, I don't have a TV. And they act so pious about it.
Oh, it's always.
They act so. And also, today, that's not a big deal. Because you can watch anything on your iPad or your computer or whatever. But 10 years ago, it was really like, oh, fuck you. And it's like, they're the same cunts you have to go ring them up and go, hey, the Twin Towers are falling. You know what I mean? Because they don't have fucking anything to watch, right? They have no information.
They're very condescending.
They're so proud.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this about TV. Let me fucking say it to you right now. TV is my favorite thing in the world. I fucking love TV. I encourage my son to watch TV. I'm not good with the old books or the reading or the listening to others. But I tell you what TV has given me. I have seen the world. I have watched documentaries. It has made me a fucking millionaire.
What's the last documentary you watched?
I watched documentaries.
And what's the last one you watched?
Strangers.
Three Identical Strangers
was the last one
I
watched.
I heard that was really good.
It's really good.
I didn't think you'd have an answer for that.
Of course. I do. I do watch a shit. I fly a lot. Right? So I have learned things off the TV. I encourage my son to watch TV. I encourage you at home to watch TV. TV is wonderful. If you're a cunt who says you don't like TV, fuck you. Fuck you to the moon and back. I love TV.
What are your favorite shows on TV?
Jim Jefferies Show. Number one.
Of course.
Legit. Number two.
And not around anymore.
And then the Bible.
Forrest, your favorite TV shows?
Oh, the Jim Jefferies Show. Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
I really like Better Call Saul. That's a really good show. That's on
a good show.
And
yeah.
I don't know what else. You guys been watching it?
You guys watch Mayans MC on AMC? Mayans?
I don't know.
The Mayans or Mayans? Yeah. Nah, I haven't watched. I've seen that.
That's a good show.
I don't even know what it's about.
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy before that?
I'm very busy, Kevin. I wake up.
You just said you watch TV all day, every day.
I'm a sitcom guy. I like to have a lighter bit of the world. Anyway, this woman didn't like TV.
Okay.
Right? Now, this might think that we doctored this. We did not fake this in any way. And we only edited in, I think, three things. I started talking to her in TV show jingles.
Right, and she didn't recognize it.
Not one.
That was the best.
Not one. So I was like making your way in the world to go, you take the good, you take the bad, you take the rest, and then you have the facts of life. And she's like, yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? So any Norman Lear sitcom, I just fucking rattled out. Right. It got to the extent that when we were off camera, she said to me, she goes, so you have a kid? Are you still with the mother? I said, no, I'm dating a girl. And she goes, how does that go? How is that going? And I said, well, I bet we've been together for a million years. We'll probably be together for a million more. It's like my life started the moment we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. And she's like, this guy is so poetic.
Wow.
She was besotted with my charm.
What's funny?
Now,
what's
she's
funny,
probably
what's
listening funny at home it, right now because you don't have a TV.
What's funny is that it's rhyming. You know, like everything you were saying was rhyming and kind of sounds sing-songy.
And she didn't pick up on that.
Still, yeah,
yeah, that was you
at least think it was from
shocking.
A poem.
At one stage, I wasn't even saying words. I was just singing the A Team. She was just like, what do you think? I was like, dun, 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 dun. And she's like, yes, I can see where you're coming from.
How are you not mean to somebody that's that condescending?
Well, because
she was.
Well, she was a little bit condescending, but she, once again, you can like everybody. She, her heart was in the right place. Okay, the idea that she's a parenting expert is mental.
Right.
Is fucking mental.
Right.
That someone is a parenting expert, because I believe that every kid takes a different type of parenting. Some kids you smack, other kids you burn.
Put in front of the TV. What?
Nothing.
Did you say burn?
Anyway, so but she has an opinion where you don't do either of those things.
Right.
Do you smack your kids?
I do not, but I was spanked.
You were spanked?
Yeah, I was spanked. My dad used to have a paddle.
And now Bean lives in New Orleans.
But I have kids that I didn't spank them, and I'm happy not to.
Wait, hold up. Your dad
had a paddle.
Had a paddle.
Yeah, a wooden paddle.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't it weird? Now, I want you to picture this. He probably hit your mother with that.
No, he didn't.
No, just sexually.
No.
Come on, a little bit.
No.
Picture your parents having sex,
Kevin.
Can't
do that.
Just picture it.
Can't do that.
I'm the reason that Mike was fired.
You're the reason that he
was fired? No, I don't know. But anyway, so your dad had a paddle. What did this paddle look like?
It was just a paddle. It had a handle, and it was literally like made to be a paddle. So
like one of those fraternity, kind of paddle. Like those in place.
So I told my brother, I told you go to Target.
I don't know.
Spanking paddle.
I don't know where
it got. Put in car.
But I told my younger brother, go saw it, and then he won't have a paddle anymore. And he went and found a wooden rubber gun that we had that was made out of wood, and he would hit us.
Wait a minute. Was it rubber or was it wooden?
It was a rubber band gun.
Yeah.
That was wooden.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then he would paddle us with that, but I really only probably 3 or 4 times, and I never once doubted that he loved me.
Oh, like, no, I never doubted that my mother loved me. My mother beat me a lot.
She should have.
A lot, though. Right. A lot. She was a big fan of the wooden spoon, and if you clench up your thigh, you could crack the spoon so it would break in half, and then you have to laugh in her face, right? My mother used to hit me in public, slap me across the face. But it was the 80s, and other parents would come up in a high fiver and reward her for such a good hit. They'd go, we like what you did there, Carolyn. It was the follow through. You have to hit past the face. You don't stop. You got to think that the object's further away. No, I got beaten a lot. I never
I got beat 3 or 4 times. And it wasn't ever when he was angry.
Oh, really?
He would always take a break and say...
When he had an erection?
Go to your... We already addressed that I can't handle that kind of thought.
Now, my mother hit me. Now, me and my mother, if you're listening, Mum, I love you very much. But me and my mother have had a breakthrough in the last maybe 3-4 weeks ago. My mother rang up and apologized for the beatings.
Is that right?
Yeah, she did. She apologized for the beatings.
For every one of them?
Well, this is the thing. She only seemed to remember a few of them, and that's how the human condition is. Everyone is a hero in their story. No one is the villain of their story.
True.
Right? So you want to think you're a good person. That's how we survive, by wiping out stuff like that. So my mother remembered 2 or 3 times, but then I started bringing up, what about this time? What about that time? What about this time? What about this time? Like that, right? And then I was like, what am I doing? Am I punishing a 77-year-old woman? Am I trying to make this woman cry?
She's doing the best she can to apologize.
She sincerely apologized. Yeah. The best thing I can do is just take it. But I still fuck with her. Every now and again, when she needs me to buy something, she has to earn it. I'll make it a painful sort of thing.
You torture her.
Yes. And also, I'm not going to let her have the song she wants at her funeral. So this is the little things. It's the little things.
What song does she want at her funeral?
My mother wants Wind Beneath Her Wings.
Oh, no. At her funeral?
That is the biggest martyr's song. That is like, I'm a fucking, it must have been cold there in my shadow. All I did was sit there in the shade while you boys took all the glory. Now clean up your fucking room. Sorry, I have some issues still about that.
You were talking about a breakthrough 3 weeks ago.
What song are you going to play for?
Back in Black
House.
I'm gonna do the chicken dance.
That's sweet.
She does listen. Sorry, Mum. Anyway, love ya. Thank you for the apology. It meant the world to me. But you're not quite off the hook. I'm still going to torture you until the bitter end.
As long as you have to buy stuff, you're going to torture her.
This is the wonderful thing, is when you have money and people want that money, you can make them do shit.
Yeah, but usually not your parents.
No, I look at it this way. Okay, my will still goes to my ex-girlfriend, Hank's son, She has every reason for me to be dead. She would get everything. She's still nice to me. Isn't that sweet? Well, one of the great loves of my life is Kate, Hank's mother. She has been sweet to me from day one. I wasn't the best boyfriend. I was a good dad. I won't say for a second I wasn't a good dad. But she was sweet to the bitter end with me, and she's still sweet to me now.
Even after you broke up, she was.
And Kate, if you listen, we're going to trick or treat tomorrow, I love it a bits. I love it a bits. Great mum.
Do you wish you were still together?
No. Okay, I'm just asking. No, we stopped fucking each other. great mum, average cook, good hair. All right, so...
That's quite a recap. That's a beautiful, beautiful recap.
And like your dad...
Average hair, she's got better than average hair.
And I said, good hair. And I said, and like your dad, I only beat her 4 times.
Mm.
Anyway, so... are you giving me the finger, Kelly? You're giving me the finger.
What are you doing, Jack?
I'm giving Jack the finger.
Why are you giving Jack the finger? What's happening?
Oh, Kevin, do you know Jack?
No.
Okay, Jack is my assistant.
Jack?
Jack has had
Jack Hackett.
Jack has had sex twice in his life.
Is that right?
Once.
Twice. Two different.
What?
How would you only think one? I mean, that's an important second one, right?
Two different girls, once only. No one's ever come back for seconds.
Maybe that's the distinction that I was missing.
One of them didn't even wake up. Anyway, so but Jack's my assistant, lovely young man, just lacks the confidence to bone people.
He looks a little nervous.
Now, Jack comes from the
Coca-Cola. He always looks nervous.
He's from Atlanta. His father's one of the top executives at Coca-Cola. Jack grew up with money.
Why is he nervous around you?
But he's still not a piece of shit. That's what I admire about you, Jack. That and the way you wear a hat. Jack, get the microphone. Jack, am I a good boss?
Yes.
Why am I a good boss?
You're nice to me.
I'm nice to you.
I don't buy it.
This is why. Play hard to get.
Not in front of other people.
Yeah, play hard to get.
I was only nice to you, like, behind closed doors.
Yeah, you just have to take my word on this.
I'm the second person he fucked. We didn't say that at all, girls.
Boy, and you didn't do it again.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Anyway, what I did to you will help you lose weight. dressed as Freddie Mercury, that joke's so much better.
It is, yeah, that's
like
true.
You just do it dressed like me normally. You go, oh, that's not a fun gag. Anyway, so Jacqueline, that's your name now. Jackie boy. I hear you went on a date. What happened?
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you tell him this?
You shouldn't tell me Jack.
Continue, but why do you tell him?
When did you go on a date?
We had dinner, and then we went to the haunted hayride.
Did you pay for dinner?
No.
Wait, you didn't pay?
It was split. I tried.
Yeah, it was split. It was split. She can go home and masturbate, and you can go home and fucking wank.
It gets worse and worse.
Okay, wait.
Did you pay for the hayride?
Yes.
All right, good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
So during the hayride, she was holding my hand and holding on to me when she was scared. It's like, okay, these are good signs. And then after the hayride, we went to a party. We were out till like 3 a.m. or something.
Oh, that's good.
And we went because back to her place.
You always close the deal at 5 a.m.
So we went back to her
place.
Yeah, we went back to her place. This is our third date.
Oh, a third date?
This is our third date.
See, and he doesn't tell you stuff.
Did you have a kiss before that? Three dates?
No.
Okay, it's never going to happen.
Hey, I like you a lot. I like to take you out more. And she goes, you're the only person I know in Los Angeles, and I don't want to ruin it.
You know what you should have said? Well, now you know no one. You say that, then she's calling you up
That's
again.
That's like literally, she took fucking Meg Ryan's line from When Harry Met Sally. That's like what she fucking says to him in the beginning. That's some bullshit.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Did you just turn and walk out?
Pretty much. I was like, all right, well, it's 3:30. I got to go home.
And have you talked to her since?
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I texted her.
Were you drunk?
Did she text you back?
Yes.
You weren't drunk at 3 a.m. Why not?
You said you went to a party. He's for like 3 hours.
I went to a party, but they ran out.
Oh, my God, Jack.
That's bullshit, by the way.
Jack, get some Postmates in your life. Or buy some boots at Thursday Boots.
Money. Power,
Jack. The parties don't run out. Was groups of people going to the bathroom without you?
No.
You're not at the right parties.
Jack, you've been to one of my parties. What happens at my parties?
I had to sign something where I said I wasn't allowed to.
You weren't allowed to?
say anything that happens.
Yeah, but what happens? You keep drinking. Alcohol doesn't run out. Alcohol doesn't run out. This is what I'm going to do for you, Jack. Mark my words, right? I'm going to throw a party for you, right? To you to bring this girl. It's all engineered around you. You bring the girl. I'm going to make it a magical fucking wonderland for you to finger this chick, right?
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, it's going to be consensual. It's going to be consensual.
That is your problem right there.
I'm not drugging anyone.
I don't feel like he's a closer.
Now, the next party is my son's sixth. It's not going to be mostly for adults, right? But it's going to show that you're good with kids. Women love that. We have a fingering bouncy castle.
Oh, my God.
What you do is you bring her to the party, and then she can meet other people, and then she knows other people in LA, and then you can have sex with her.
And Jake, I'll tell you what I'll do. For 1 hour and 1 hour alone, I'll act like we're friends. I'll act like me and you get along, that we're equals.
Now, he was telling us that you treat him nice.
I do treat him nice. I'm the first person.
Equal,
I'm the first person not to spit on Jack.
Is that right?
First person. Wow. No, Jackie boy. Come on, come to the bring it to the party. I got a party. It's this Saturday.
Is it really your kid's birthday party?
Yeah.
What time's the party? Because I also have a party on Saturday.
Okay, it's 12 till 3. It's probably during your nap.
It's a kid's birthday party. It goes from 10 till question mark. What time do you think it is?
The middle of the day. I don't know. Yeah.
None of the people at the party can read time.
Don't bring her to that party. That's not going to help you.
No.
Seriously. My boss is having a party. There's going to be some food. It's a kid's thing. Blah, 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 blah.
I'll be there. Don't worry. There'll be other people without kids. Yeah.
I'll talk you up. It's all happening, right? Afterwards, the kids leave. There's a free bouncy castle. Ooh, do you want to jump around? Ooh, I've fallen over. Ooh.
He's literally not listening to you anymore.
That's why he's not getting laid. Kevin knows how to have sex. He's got twins.
I do. Yeah.
That means he's had sex twice.
I mean, once really good.
But he shot a big load up there. Does your wife listen to you every day?
No.
She doesn't?
No.
No, even
it works better that way.
Even when you're at home?
No, same. Exact same. And when my mom comes to town, I tell her that the radio station doesn't come in at the house because I don't want her to listen.
Does your mother believe that?
I don't think so, but I think she just lets me think that I'm in charge.
Is your mother Simple Jack from the movie Tropic Thunder?
She's not, no.
Which brings us to our last segment, because actually Sean White, the snowboarder, dressed as Simple Jack.
Yes, he did.
From the movie Tropic Thunder. And then this brings me to this. This is the Halloween deal. You can't dress as anything from Tropic Thunder. All right, Robert Downey Jr. blacks up. You can't do it. No blackface, no mentally challenged people. Except for Jack, you can be yourself. Anyway, so what happens is, in Act 4, we talked about Megyn Kelly lost her job. Now, I'm suspicious of this because I feel like they wanted to get rid of her, and they were just waiting. And so
I think they were having problems. Like after her Jane Fonda interview, when she was promoting a movie, and then she just started asking about her plastic surgery. I think then they had trouble getting guests on there. I don't know this for a fact, but well, I think I remember. I think it was like kind of like
my biggest problem with Megyn Kelly is very simple. That's not how you spell Megan.
That's your biggest problem?
It's just not. You just know it's some dumb fucks. They put too many consonants in there. That's not how you spell Megan.
Well, it's like a
Jack,
vowel.
Jack, how do you spell Megan? Get the microphone. You got a microphone?
M-E-G-A-N.
A-N. A-N. Good work, Jackie boy. You're going to fuck on the castle. Anyway. Is this entertaining anymore? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
This is like what you do in the morning, but without music.
Yeah, we take breaks.
And you're sober.
I'm sober, yeah. Yeah. Although I was offered every type of alcohol from your office.
Hey, we got shit going on, man. Now, Kevin, you ever been fucked up on the radio?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done it for a long time, of course.
You ever dabble in the dark arts of drugs?
Not the heavy drugs. What? I did do
weed.
Yeah,
I cocaine.
I did
LSD.
No,
adrenal glands from babies.
No, No, I did do an entire show high, though, and I don't remember one second of it. And it was apparently a breakfast show where we
and
had
that's how
up.
He's called Bean now. His name was Gene, and then it all changed.
I don't remember
when you
a
showed up high as a kite going, Bean! Bean!
It was one of those things where I tried edibles for the first time, and I didn't judge it right. Yeah. And I was so...
There's no good way to judge
so
that.
So high that next day.
Yeah,
you always eat more
because you think it's not going to kick in and then you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. At about 59 minutes, you go, this isn't working.
And then you have another bit, and then it all kicks in at once.
And your whole life crumbles.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack, are you listening? This is how others have fun. You might have watched this on one of your science programs.
So you don't think...
Three fucking dates, Jack.
So you don't think Megan...
You spent so much time with me and nothing rubs off. Carry on, Forrest. I'm sorry. I'm angry at you.
So you don't think Megan Kelly should have been fired? Or you think?
I think what she said wasn't good. I don't know if it was fireable because it was very... It was a very passing sort of comment. But I look, there's no excuse for blackface anymore. We have an agreement. Yeah. This is the thing. This is the thing with Roseanne.
However,
this
what
is
did the you thing say?
That- don't call black people apes.
Okay.
And don't do blackface.
Right.
We're all on board. That's the rules. Okay. We all fucking know it now. Gingers, call them rangers all fucking day. If you want to ginger up, go for your life. Now, also, other things. Don't ever affect the shape of your face. If you have to Asian up your eyes, think again. If you have to change the shape or color of your face, no. No.
That's a good solid rule.
You can only go... lighter. You can only go lighter.
So it's fine to go lighter, but
it's
not
fine
darker.
To go lighter. You can't go darker. You can't go darker. You can be a black person that dresses like an Asian person. You can be an Asian person that dresses like a Mexican. A Mexican dresses like a white. You can go that way. But white people, I can only dress as an albino. That's the only socially acceptable. I can get the pink fucking contacts and dye my hair blonde, and then we're all having a bit of fun.
What about if you went as a black albino?
Still an albino. Still an albino.
You can't do it. Yellow Man. Do you know who Yellow Man is? He's a reggae singer. He's a black albino. Yeah.
My father, and I'll probably get it when I'm older as
well. I'll show you to him.
Because it's hereditary. My father has progeria.
I don't know what that is.
It's the pigment thing. There was that model that has it where your pigment goes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On black people, it looks more aggressive on black people than it does on white people. My father is losing his pigmentation through his skin, and it's a hereditary thing, and I'll probably get it when I'm older. That's why I've stayed pale, so no one will notice.
You are quite pale.
I am.
I mean, that's very true.
I'm the palest Australian in the world. This is the thing about Australians, right? You want to get us, like if you have sex with an Australian girl, and you could, I don't know how your marriage is going, but you could. And Jack, listen, I'm throwing down truths. If you want to have sex with an Australian girl, do it before 30.
Do it before 30 years
old? No ozone layer. The place is horrendous. All the women over 30, like they smoke 60 a fucking day. They all look like wallets. Anyway, if you're listening from Australia, if you're listening from Australia, I love you, Australia. I miss you.
That's a good tip, though. And for you, Jack, especially. Yeah, he's not listening to a word we're saying.
Anyway, we've got to wrap this up because I'm not laughing at myself anymore. And that's that's always the trigger. So we did that. We talked about the Halloween outfits. I dressed like Freddie Mercury. That was fun.
It was.
And what are you going as this Halloween?
I'm not doing anything.
You're like Jim Halpert from The Office. You'd never dress up for Halloween.
I used to. I just, what's the point? I'm a kid. I'm not going trick-or-treating.
But you would make an amazing speed hump.
I mean, I pretty much do that every day, but thanks for...
God, everyone's gotten fucking angry. All right, everyone. If you're not going to laugh at the speed hump, I'm going home. Good night, Australia. Thank you, Kevin, for being on the podcast. You're one of my favorite people on the planet. Top 20. That's not bad.
That's not bad, yeah.
That's pretty good. Top 20, yeah.
All right, number 46.
We don't have any voicemails today, right?
No.
Because people keep leaving shitty voicemails?
Yeah, there are a few that are okay, but we'll save them so that we have a few lined up.
Well, let's...
But the horse video is going to go up exclusively on our podcast Facebook page, so if you're not on that page, you won't see the horse video.
What's the horse video, if you don't mind my asking?
Jim and I played horse.
Oh, okay.
Well, that wasn't the one I was talking about, sorry.
I was thinking much worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you were on the right page,
I was on the
Kevin.
Right page.
Yeah, you were there. Right. The Jim and Forrest play horse video. That will be going up on Thursday. So
can't wait. That's going to be great.
you look really happy
about that. By the way, Jim has gotten up and walked out of the room.
He does that every podcast.
Yeah.
He has to pee.
The podcast is over when he has to pee.
Okay.
But it's not over because I'm still talking for a while, and you're welcome to. I mean, we can just keep going if you want. But
I'm fine.
I was just. But if we please leave us a voicemail that we can use. So don't like run bits. And
by the way, we have problems with that too. It's very difficult to get people to leave good voicemails.
People aren't good.
No,
they're not good stuff.
Because people don't leave voicemails anymore at all. Almost. Do you listen to voicemails?
That's a good point. Maybe that's it. Maybe we need to get a text number.
I text. I text all day, every day. That's all I do.
Well, try your best, everybody. Leave us a voicemail at 833-453-6533.
She's still going.
Jim came back.
Or 833-4-JIM-JEFF. And also, I promoted it last week, but go to my website, foreshaw.net. I'll be at SideSplitters.
Here's a list of groups that I don't like.
Hold on a second. Yeah.
He's back.
I'll be at SideSplitters November 23rd through the 25th.
Italian Americans.
And don't come to my show if you're Italian American and then SideSplitters.
Anyone from Jersey?
I'll also be in Australia. Here's some of the dates that people were asking about, all five of you. I'll be at the Comics Lounge February 27th through March 2nd of next year.
That's probably filled with Greeks.
Tickets are on sale already. You can click on my website and go to that. And then I'll have the Sydney dates for the week before that, the week before the week.
Lithuanians.
February 27th.
You're picking on all people who don't complain about it. That's pretty smart.
This is for all the people that say they're listening to the end of the podcast. So hopefully, I don't know. And Kevin, is there anything else you'd like to
say? No, I'm good.
You want to plug?
You want to plug your show?
Why don't you plug your highly successful 30-year-old show?
We got a lot of listeners on this podcast.
I mean, if you're in Los Angeles, we're on K-Rock. We're still alive. I mean, that's our calling card, basically. We're still alive.
How many years?
28.
28
First
years.
Day of 1990.
For your 30th year, can I come in? I know they don't like to have guests on the show anymore.
No. We still have you, though.
But can I come in and, like, do cocaine off Brad Williams' back? Just for your 30th anniversary, just on a glass tray. You can kick him if you want.
Okay. I can kick him?
He's not a person. Next group, dwarfs.
All right. You want to keep going, Jim, or you're good?
No, I'm out. My phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah?
He's answering his phone.
Scam likely. Hello? Hello?
No one?
No one there. Scam likely.
It's a scam likely when scam.
No, comes. I think she's married to what's the guy?
Ryan Reynolds. That's Blake Lively. Is that what you're trying to do? I knew where you were going, but it just wasn't.
Here's my wife. Scam likely.
All right. I think we're done, Jim. A second time.
All right. I'm all right.
Bye bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.